You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. This week, we're using the 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act to talk about technology and accessibility. Today, we're looking at assistive technology, tech that aids people with disabilities in navigating school, work, and everyday interactions. I spoke with disability rights advocate Haben Girma. She's the author of Haben, the Deafblind Woman Who Conquered Harvard Law. Girma uses a portable Braille computer, which she adapted by connecting it to a Bluetooth keyboard, making it easier to communicate with others, including me, for this interview.
Disabled people constantly have to come up with our own solutions. Most things in this world are designed for non-disabled white men who are right-handed. So most designs is for a very limited segment of our population. And everyone outside of that has to be creative and thoughtful and come up with solutions, especially disabled people.
Your legal and your advocacy work has focused a lot on technology. What other products are being developed now that you think are the most exciting or promising for deafblind people or for other members of the disabled community?
I'm really excited about self-driving cars. Imagine the freedom, the independence. I was talking to someone who works at one of these companies, and he said, we're a few years from releasing the car, so maybe 10 years from now, we'll think about disability access. That's not how it works. You need to design disability access now, not later. It's harder and more expensive to try to design disability access later.
We're in the midst of this deadly pandemic, and lots of different groups that already were facing disadvantages in the workforce are feeling it even more keenly now. How can technology help people with disabilities stay in the workforce during the pandemic?
Technology is a collection of the biases of the developers. So it's really about the developers taking the time to imagine people different from themselves using their technology. The pandemic has increased pre-existing barriers. Before the pandemic, there were lots of videos online with no captioning. After the pandemic, there's still lots of videos online with no captioning. Lack of transcripts, image descriptions, all of these things were a problem before the pandemic. And now that we're relying on the internet more than before, we're experiencing those barriers at a greater level.
Haben Girma is a disability rights advocate. For more on the tech Girma used for this interview and how she came to develop it, check out our podcast. It's at marketplacetech.org or wherever you get your podcasts. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.